You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was sitting here thinking about how neither you nor I really have nicknames. I guess your closest is Jer Bear that your mom calls you.
Yeah, quite a few people call me Jer Bear. I got a good buddy of mine that calls me Pizzle because my last name's close to my last name. I don't know. So I'm Pizzle or Jer Bear. But it was pretty cute. Like during that last little commercial break and songs and stuff, Dom's like, I can't play along. I don't have a nickname.
That's right.
I was like, well, can we make one up for you? Or
no,
can you
I'd rather
just...
you not. Because I know what it would be.
Can you make up your own?
It was like, you know, we've already heard from like a couple of guys who have texted us, you know, their nicknames.
Come on, that one was really funny. Come on.
All right,
you
I'll read
laugh
that.
Laugh at that? I thought that was hilarious.
It's funny. I'll read it. His name is Ted. And he's got a buddy who calls him Tedsticles.
Tedsticles, guys.
Now, see, that's fun. A little too hard to say, but it is funny. there was the whole Seinfeld episode where George wanted to make his own, you know, he wanted to pick his own nickname. And the rule that we got from that is that you're not allowed to pick your own. And I think I agree with that.
I don't think that would work.
You cannot dictate your own nickname.
No, it's got to be something that's happened in your life or something, you know, that a family member comes up with or a really close friend. Scott texted us and said, yeah, my name's Scott. And you pee your pants once in first grade with the name Scott and you're forever known as Scotty Potty. See, it was like a life event. Something happened, and since first grade, Scotty Potty's here.
That's fantastic. So the segment this morning, for Dom and Jeremy listeners, you have some fun with your boys. Mm-hmm. We want you to call us and tell us your nickname. You're making me laugh that Wendy wrote in.
Oh, my God.
And you she said no. Her name is Wendy, but her teacher started calling her Breezy. And Jeremy wrote back and said, I don't get it.
No, I wrote back. I was like, why Breezy? Did you fall over in the wind? And then I reread it. And I was like, oh, my God, her name's Wendy.
I get it. Like, what are you doing?
Well, they were coming in so fast. I was just kind of skimming. And I was like, Breezy? Why does she
Debbie
Shut
said
up.
my maiden last name was Kroll. I was Crotch in high school.
Oh.
And then she says, not sure how they came up with that. And I had to write back and say, look, when you're a kid, it just doesn't even matter how they come up with it sometimes, right? Let's put it this way. Kids can be really lazy when it comes up, when it comes to like coming
sure.
up with nicknames.
Yeah.
They're kind of lazy. They'll often default to just whatever rhymes, like Scotty Potty that we were talking about.
It's like my buddy
about.
Luke, who threw up at my sixth grade birthday party, and forevermore he was Luke the Puke, you know? It's like it was
easy. Yeah. Patsy wrote in and said she was known as Flatsy Patsy.
Patsy. My wife, Knickknack, oddly enough, who I call her Knickknack, she says, 3 days after I started a job, I got into a bad car accident. My big boss then called me Crash. He called me Crash for 8 years. He never once called me Nicole. It's a story I've actually never heard from my wife. I'm going to have to start calling her Crash.
Christine from Lone Tree says, my name is Chris. One day my friend was looking for me and said, where did Chris go? And that turned into Crisco. So that's all she's known by.
Crisco, that's good.
Is Crisco.
I like that one.
That's pretty funny.
Sean wrote in and said his nickname is MC Mickey D. Pablo Taco Bell. My workmates call me this before going to McDonald's and Taco Bell for a lunch break. MC Mickey D. Pablo Taco Bell. That's a long arse nickname right there.
God.
What else do we got?
Mary says she was Hairy Mary, thanks to her little brother. Aww. That sounds like a little brother thing to do.
Wanda says we called our granddaughter Boogie because she used to love to eat her boogers.
Oh,
and the name
great.
Has stuck. She still loves it.
Nick says my nickname, Nickel Pickle, because I always ate the pickles off my family's burgers.
What?
Nickel pickle, that's what I'm saying.
Pickle
kids
thief.
Are not good.
Mary just said pumpkin noodle head. No explanation as to why she's being called pumpkin noodle head. Michelle says, my husband calls me Chow. When my little cousins were really young, they couldn't pronounce my name, so they would call me Chow. Oh, instead of Michelle, so she'd be Chow.
Dawn out of Aurora. Okay, now you got to think about this one. She says, my husband calls me Attila because I'm the Hun.
Oh.
phone call. Yeah, we'll take a phone call.
Okay,
let's talk to Sheila. Hey, Sheila, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Before you tell us what your nickname is or was, can you think of nicknames for your boys in the morning? Because we feel like we are missing out.
Oh, man.
How don't you think about it?
And then yeah, we're putting you on the spot.
Yeah, but think about it and shoot us a text later because okay. we're missing out. What do you got?
I'll think about it. My grandpa used to call me Silly Willy. Isn't that cute?
Silly Willy? She's all hello. We're thinking about it. I'm trying to think. Shilly Willy.
Yeah. Shilly Willy.
Well, this is a cute factor of about 5.7. Okay. Out of 10.
I miss it now because now he's gone, so I really like it.
Way to bring us down.
We'll call you. Thank you, our little Shelly Willy. Thank you for calling. We're getting some that are being texted in that I'm going to.
You can't say
so. I'm going to be careful with some of these because there's a couple of people, not Denise, I get what she's saying, but there are some others that are coming in that are foreign language ones, and you and I have to be careful because we're not sure exactly what we're saying.
We're not fluent in some of these. Yeah, we might be saying a pee-pee joke
and
or something.
So I understand some of you are going to try to get away with something by seeing if you can get us to say this in another language.
Uh-huh.
We don't speak Romanian.
Happen.
We don't speak Romanian. We're not sure what that really means. But that's a really good trick to play on your boys.
Another Nicole wrote in. She says, when I was young, I was very picky with food, so my family always called me Nick the Pick, as in picky.
Uh-huh.
Oh, families.
And I guess you have been corrected on something? Or
well, I've been schooled on something because I was talking about how great it is that my buddy, Tyson, calls me Pizzle all the time. Because my last name's Paget. It begins with a P. So he's like, Pizzle, what's up, Pizzle? And I like it, but it turns out, I think it was Leniva that wrote in. She says, oh, Jeremy. Pizzle is slang for a bull's penis.
Aha!
I was like, no, it's not. And so I went into my Google box, and sure enough, it's an English word that is a meaning of a bull's penis, yeah.
So it's apt, is what you're saying.
Right. Like a bull, man. Like a bull. Josh is saying we do need to take this call from Paul. You want to take it?
We do?
Yeah, he's like, take the phone.
I'd be happy to take it. Hello, Paul. Good morning. Welcome.
Happy to give it to you, Dom.
What do you got for us?
So my nickname in high school was Poop Stains from one friend.
Oh, Paulie. So
glorious name to have in high school.
So what happened?
Well, I think we know what happened.
Oddly enough, there was no poo involved. We were on a little hike at night in the mountains, and I slipped and fell. And when I stood up, and my friend stood up, she shined a flashlight at me, and all she could see was a brown streak down my back.
You're like, it's mud! It's mud!
So poop stain stuck.
All right. I like it. That should stick. That should stick.
Oh, Paul, thanks for making us laugh, buddy. Appreciate
thanks, Paul.
Being on the show.
Have a great morning, guys.
See you later.
You too.
Be careful hiking. All right, that's a good one.
Catherine out of Catherine says, my name is Catherine Elizabeth. Remember the Elizabeth part. My cousin couldn't pronounce my name growing up, so I was called Captain Little Butt.
Oh.
Instead of Catherine Elizabeth,
Captain Little Butt. I like that.
She says, as I got older, it became not so little of a butt.
Yeah.
Oh.
This one would be annoying, too. Lauren Coffey wrote in. She writes us a lot. She's a big fan. She's like, a lot of times I get called decaf, cappuccino, espresso. It's like, it's not funny anymore, you know? I'd be like, stop, it's not funny. Not funny.
Oh, you guys, thanks for making us smile this morning. We appreciate you being part of the show.